eagle-eared viewers will know that that is the theme from X-Men. And we're actually joined by an X-Man. It's Sean Ashmore. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm great.
Excellent stuff. Now, we will come on to X-Men, I'm sure, Sean. But first of all, you're the big star of this new game that's out at the moment called Quantum Break. And this game sounds fantastic. I'm a big fan of games like Heavy Rain and stuff that you can sort of like, you get involved with. And this sounds like you get absolutely immersed in this game. Just tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, the game is called Quantum Break for Xbox One. And not only is it an incredible AAA action adventure third-person shooter, there is an in-game live-action show. So like you said, there's this huge immersive story that's going on, and the game is amazing. I've finished it already. I've played it for the last week, and it's great.
Is it weird playing yourself?
Of course.
And then playing with yourself on a video. There's a cul-de-sac there that I'm not going to go into. But it must be weird playing yourself in a video game with a joypad.
It is. And it's totally different than watching yourself in film or television, because that's very passive. You just sort of sit back and watch it. This is very interactive. So you're sort of putting yourself... the game is a third-person shooter, so you're putting yourself into all these sort of incredibly dangerous situations. So it is a little weird, but it's a lot of fun. It's a strange situation, but I've really had a good time with it.
I would imagine it's quite a long process doing a video game as opposed to maybe doing TV or film. I would imagine there's quite a lot too when you and quite a lot of callbacks, I would imagine, on something like this.
Yeah, I've been working on Quantum Break for over 2 years now.
Wow.
And that's the longest that I've spent on one single project. Like, I've obviously been a part of the X-Men films for many, many years, but that's been several films. So yeah, the video game process is long development time, but I think when you get your hands on a game like this, you can see where all that time went. The graphics are incredible, the storylines are incredible. The other cool thing too is that what you do in the video game influences the live action show. So as you play through and you make decisions, it actually influences. So you're sort of creating your own story too, which is another reason why it takes so long, because there's branching storylines.
Wow.
Are you much of a gamer? Were you really like keen to do something like this?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I grew up playing video games. Video games were a huge part of my childhood. I started with this system called Intellivision, which was around when Atari was out, and then Nintendo, and then Genesis, and then through the Xboxes. So I'm a huge gamer. I haven't been playing that much in the last 5 years just because I've been incredibly busy. But yeah, this was something I was really interested in doing. And another big part of that was not only being a part of the game, but the performance was fully captured with motion capture, which I had never done before. So the whole experience was kind of something new and exciting for me.
Yeah, the motion capture looks interesting. What was it like being Andy Serkis for a few days?
Well, I give Andy such incredible credit, because he brings so much to his performances. But you know, I have to say, first and foremost, the first day you feel ridiculous because you're wearing sort of this like leotard. When you're mentioning wrestling, I was like, well, what are you going to be wearing? Because it might be very similar to what we had to wear, which is like these skin tight suits walking around in front of everybody. It's quite the experience.
No one wants to see that, Sean.
One wanted to see us too, but sometimes you got to do it.
Exactly.
More people would want to see you in a skin tight suit than me.
Let's
be fair.
All right.
A Darth Vader onesie. That's it.
That's awesome.
That's all I'm going to wear.
That sounds cool.
I think so.
Now,
you actually were just talking about being a gamer there. What was the game growing up? For me, it was always Legends of Zelda was
game
I was absolutely addicted to.
The first game that I really fell in love with was the original Final Fantasy. And the reason is that you could play as four characters. And I had four friends that I played with. Well, my brother Aaron, and then my friend Kevin and my friend Brad. And we wouldn't play if all four of us weren't there. So each one of us had a character. And so there was sort of like this social... thing about playing the game together.
Yeah.
And so we just loved it. It was just one of those games and that was a really story-driven sort of like game where you it took hours and hours to get through it. So we just really loved that game. That was the first game that really pulled me in.
Let's talk a bit of X-Men because it's just a massive film franchise. And that must have been so exciting when you first got cast that you just must have thought, all your Christmases had come at once.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, I grew up playing video games. I grew grew up reading science fiction and fantasy and comic books and specifically X-Men. So yeah, huge opportunity. And it didn't feel real when it first happened. I grew up in Canada. The first film was shot in Toronto. And I was hired as like a local actor. So I was only really in the first movie for about a week. And, you know, to see where that has grown and what it's done for my career and the doors it's opened was incredible. It was just I was so lucky to be involved in that franchise.
And you were working with some big name, huge movie stars in that as well. What was that
like? Oh, yeah. Amazing. I mean, my first day of work, I've never fully gone blank before. You know, like, I've forgotten lines during scenes, but my first day was with Anna Paquin, who was an Oscar winner at that point.
No kidding.
And before the very first take, you know, they're rolling, the director said action, and I just couldn't move. I was so nervous. I could feel how big and important this was. And as soon as we got the first take out of the way, I was totally fine. But it was you know, quite an amazing experience.
I can imagine it would be. And that, I mean, that sort of lasted as well from, was it 2000, 2002
yeah.
that your first and the first one?
Yeah.
And then, of course, you're in the last one that we've seen, which was X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah, where I finally got to fully ice up and ride the ice slide. I've been waiting 4 movies to do that. So I have to say that was very satisfying.
And it just seems that since they've done these Days of Future Past and with the X-Men First Class, they've sort of reinvigorated the franchise again. And it looks spectacular. And, of course, the one coming out in the summer, Apocalypse, looks, I mean, by the look of the trailers, looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks huge. It looks amazing. I can't wait to see it.
What are your thoughts? Have you been to see Batman Superman yet?
I haven't. I've heard very mixed things, but I'm I honestly take critics with a grain of salt. So if someone says it's incredible or they say it's awful, I hear both of those. I sort of weigh them out, but I leave everything up to my own judgment. So we'll see. I'm excited to see it just because, again, I'm a fan of superhero and comic book films and I like the actors in it. So we'll see.
Yeah, I saw it on Friday, and it was, well, I quite enjoyed it. I quite enjoyed it. It's just a tad serious, and that's what I love about the X-Men movies. It's serious, but then there's like there's fun to be had in that world as well.
I think there always has to be a balance. Like I do love this sort of a new sort of grim superhero stories, but I think there needs to be a balance. It needs to be fun as well. So that's how I sort of like my superhero films.
It's interesting you talk about critics as an actor. Do you, whether you're on stage or in film or on TV, do you read reviews? I mean, a lot
yes.
of actors say, I never read
no,
reviews.
No, I do.
You do?
Absolutely. I absolutely do.
And I would imagine if they're harsh, that must hurt.
Yeah, of course it does. Of course it does. But, again, the reality is if... I don't take any of it too seriously, but because again, one person could say on the very same project, like, oh my God, it was incredible. The movie was amazing. And then you read the next one and it was like the worst movie they've ever seen. So you really just have to take it with a grain of salt. But I'm open to criticism, specifically constructive criticism. I find that, you know, reviewers and critics don't usually tend to make constructive criticism, but I do read it. I think it's interesting. I think it's important to be self-aware. And I don't take anything too seriously, but I like to know what people think. At the end of the day, though, you know, it really comes down to the viewers, like the audience. Like, what do they think? Because that's what you're making it for. You're not making it for a critic. You're making it for someone to enjoy. So at the end of the day, that's what I really care about.
Good news, because I'm just reading a review about Quantum Break, and it's 5-star off of IGN.com. So they like it.
Yeah, the game is fun. I mean, I've finished the game. I played through it, and it was more than I could have hoped for. So that's exciting. That's great to hear.
That's good news.
The guy here played through the 10-hour campaign twice. He
really?
Liked it that much. So.
Yeah, well, there is some replay value. Like I was saying, like you make choices that sort of branch the story out. So you could have a totally different experience than your friend who's playing the same game if you made a different decision. So it's kind of cool to go back and experience the game in a totally different way by making different choices.
Sean, what's next for you?
I just finished actually a pilot for ABC. It's a sort of a legal drama, so much, much different than playing Jack Joyce, a man with superhero abilities. I'm just waiting to hear about that, and I'm traveling the world talking about Quantum Break for the next little while.
Sounds pretty good. Quantum Break is out on the 5th of April on their Xbox One and on PC. Sean Ashmore, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire this morning.
Thank you. Great chatting with you guys.